This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, said Thursday acute food insecurity has soared 40% this year as recent food price hikes have exacerbated existing pressures from conflict, climate change, and the COVID-19 pandemic. Acute food insecurity is defined as any lack of food that threatens lives, livelihoods, or both, and is impacting or is at a high risk of impacting a record 270 million people this year, the UN agency said. The WFP said average wheat flour prices in Lebanon have risen 219% year-on-year amid accelerating economic turmoil, while cooking oil prices have soared 440% versus a year ago in war-devastated Syria. On internationally traded markets, world food prices were up nearly 34% year-on-year in June, according to the UN Foods Agency Price Index, which measures cereals, oilseeds, dairy products, meat, and sugar. After declining for several decades, world hunger has been on the rise since 2016. The WFP, which was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize last year, says around 690 million people, or 9% of the world's population, go to bed hungry each night. It's targeting 139 million people for assistance this year, the biggest operation in its history. South Africa's justice minister said Thursday former President Jacob Zuma will be eligible for parole after around 4 months, a day after Zuma started a 15-month prison sentence for contempt. He's beginning his jail term for defying a court order to give evidence at an inquiry into corruption while he was in power from 2009 to 2018. Find more on the story at voanews.com. This is VOA News.